Larry, what can you tell me about the various threats, not only here in Cheyenne, but across the state? Where did they generate? What can you tell me about what happened today?
Sure. Keith, initially, the State Office of Enterprise Technology, the computer guys for the state, received the anonymous threat and conveyed it to us this morning through the governor's office. Our effort was to initially get the information out to law enforcement, schools, entities that would be concerned before we're listed in the threat, with an eye on just sharing information, while at the same time utilizing our law enforcement partners to investigate the threat and hopefully lend either liability or the lack thereof to the threat. In other words, was it credible or not? And as a result of the investigation, after the information initially went out, it was clarified that the threat was neither plausible, feasible, or credible, and those are the standards by which the investigating agencies will take a look at a threat.
So there was no credible threat with this? Is everybody got the all clear now around the state?
Well, the difficulty with that is there's never, it's never possible for someone to say the all clear is available because the threat is not credible. What we will say is that no information has been developed at this point indicating that the threat is credible.
Are you still recommending? I know I saw Rock Springs is on lockdown with their schools. The college there canceled classes and stuff. Is that up to the respective places, the entities there, to make that decision? Or what are you recommending?
Yeah, we won't recommend anything, Keith. What we do is let the folks know what's been developed at this point, that there is no information indicating the threat is credible.
Okay.
Therefore, it's up to their local authorities to make the decision on any evacuations or protocols that they have in place.
All right. Is there, again, is there anything else that I may have missed or anything else you could add to this that we can get out to listeners and people?
Only that the effort was to get information out quickly, probably erring on the side of caution, and then recognizing that as the investigation of these particularly anonymous threats go on, we often find that they're not plausible and they're not feasible to carry out, therefore they are considered